at 8 o'clock, we'll be going down to the Peaceful Ballroom to join the Negative Land crew, the KBU remote crew at the Crystal Ballroom for Negative Land, but not quite yet. You do have it tuned to KBOO Portland.
KBU Community Radio and Sante Aesthetics and Wellness are proud to co-sponsor A Touch of Portland 2014. The event takes place Sunday, September 7th, and is a great way to detox after a long summer. Whether you're getting back from Labor Day weekend or decompressing from the burn, this is a great way to stay healthy through dance, foods, and multiple healing modalities. That's A Touch of Portland, Sunday, September 7th at Northwest 17th and Davis. Go to kbu.fm/touchofportland for more information on this event.
This program is made possible in part by KBU Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
And now we will be joining the KBU remote crew at the Crystal Ballroom. Take it away, guys.
Hey, the lava lamps are just getting warmed up, and I'd like to announce the jump in radio programming to a live location right here at the Crystal Ballroom. This is Dr. Zom. And next to me is Sean from Radio Puppet Theater, and we are here to tell you that the Negative Land show is getting going here on the air. It's about 8 o'clock at night, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, the kind of station that brings this kind of a thing to you. We're here in the fabulous Crystal Ballroom, where the floor bounces, and everything is kind of blurry in my vision, because everything's bouncing up and down. But you can be sure that the sound is going to make it even worse. Starting up at about 8 o'clock, any time now is Cascadian Nights. They're going to run for about a half an hour, and then we're going to have a brief break, and then we will hear the ear-splitting sounds of Daniel Menchie from about 8:50 till 9:30, and then we'll another break, and then we'll introduce the headlining act of the night, Negative Land, and their content set from 10 and beyond. So I'd like to all welcome you all to this station. This is our one of the things we can do for you. This is one of the benefits of KBOO, is that we go out and set this kind of a thing up and bring live shows to you, shows that we think are pretty fun, pretty cool. And hey, there goes Daniel from the outside world. How about that? The stars are showing up. It's like the red carpet or something around here. It's the black carpet. Anyway, we do have plenty of entertainment for you tonight coming up anytime now. We're looking at the stage and going, well, nobody there yet except for one guy, but that's Mark Hosler from Negative. Hey, there he is. But anyway, Cascadian Night starting it up anytime now, and then Daniel Menchie and Negative Land. I'd like
hello,
to...
Hello.
Oh.
Here we go.
It sounds like something's actually happening. Did I start this?
I'm not sure. I think
my
she's...
My name is Ren Miles.
She's
I'm
making an announcement.
I'm a community organizer here in Portland. I have the honor of bringing to you the Cascadian Nights. Future citizens of autonomous Cascadia, I'm the coordinator of the Nights appearances. These mystical defenders have traveled through time to tell us of our region's impending transformation. From a U.S. puppet state to an independent bioregion. To maintain timeline, continuity, and to prevent paradoxes, the Knights have requested a moratorium on questions of the following nature. election outcomes, sports victories, the fates of your future children and their offspring, lottery numbers, natural disasters. Please welcome the Cascadian Knights, our intertemporal ambassadors.
Hello? Yes. Yes, we have arrived. Numbers 1, 2, 10, and 14. Just a moment, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. I think you need to adjust to our coordinates. Oh, yes, we can run you in if you would like to do an announcement. Yes, just a moment.
Greetings, fellow Cascadians. The Cascadian Ministry of Culture of 2065 has sent these two chrononauts back in time to you, our forefathers. They bring the folk music instruments from your own time and are sent to deliver messages of hope and guidance. As you head down the road toward establishing our independent nation of Cascadia, please do not lose hope. The struggle will be hard, but worth it. Our sovereign and sustainable culture allows Cascadians to live rich lives, far richer than we can divulge to you without corrupting the flow of time. The seeds you sow now are critical to the future of Cascadia. Defending open source agricultural science, recycling technology, and creating regional sustainability are vital to the core of your movement toward secession. Long live Cascadia!
Yes, it came through. Okay, we will start. We'd like to remind you, though, that even now, you are spending $468 billion on car infrastructure and only $1.6 billion on train infrastructure. You will be traveling in trains much more in the future. Cascadia Express. Trance Cascadia Express. The next piece of music we will play is a traditional tune about the five corners of the forest. There's a special ritual for Cascadian youth to stay in the forest alone. It's a coming-of-age ritual that is sorely needed.
Taking the boys out one by one into the woods, setting them down next to a tree and leaving them there overnight. Say, I'll come back for you in the morning. They had no tent, no flashlight, just sitting, and no food, just sitting there in the dark, in a coat, and spend the night by a tree. My son was been on 250-mile hikes, and I thought this would be a breeze for him. He came back the next day and said that he was so afraid. He nearly stood up in the middle of the night and tried to run through the woods looking for one of the other boys. They'd taken several boys out, but out of shouting range of each other, which would have been disastrous. It was a moonless night, and he would have run and smack into a tree. Anyway, he was afraid, and we had a really long talk about that, whether or not why he would have been afraid. We decided it had to do with his being alone and not having the tent or the sleeping bag to pull up over your head and that cocoony thing you do that it, you know, it's not a protection, but it feels like it is. Not having the flashlight to turn on in case you heard a funny noise. its wilderness our family was. And I went out away from our campsite and spent the night alone. I spent the night, as my son had done, alone in the woods. And I was afraid. And it was the first time spending the night alone in the woods when I had been afraid of something that was not another human. Always before that, if I'd been afraid, it had to do with other human beings. And this was the first time I'd ever felt like prey. It was an eye-opening experience to feel that I was in an environment in which I was foreign, that I didn't feel I belonged.
Be afraid to be alone in the woods. If you're to meet your death in the woods, it is a very, very natural thing. The next tune is a dance tune of which you may be familiar, a soon-to-be classic in your time, a traditional tune in our time.
This is the story about spending the night out in the woods, yeah. Taking the boys.
which usually puts out forest fires. The oil wars are over, but we found that climate change had forced a new issue. Clean water was looming all along as an issue of political contention, and now water is the most valuable thing on the planet. We were quite amazed when we came here. We actually all took showers because you have water just cheaply flowing everywhere. We saw people pouring out cups of water in the street, and
I saw a fountain just going and
going constantly.
It was just going with water.
Yeah, it's a resource that we urge you not to take for granted. We're concerned there may be some political wars ahead, but we are unsure. One thing we know is we have to conserve water. You must savor every drop.
much more plain every day. And I sense I can see you. There's always some truth, and there's always something. There's always something you should say. There's always someone there to give you water.
Service has issued a tsunami warning for the coastal areas of Washington and Oregon at 7:56 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. A large earthquake with preliminary magnitude 7.4 was observed at 7:51 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, approximately 90 miles northwest of Eureka, California. It is not known, repeat, not known if a tsunami exists, but a tsunami may have been generated. Therefore, persons in low-lying coastal areas should be alert to instructions from their local emergency officials. Persons on the beach should move to higher ground if in a warned area. Tsunamis may be a series of waves which could be dangerous for several hours after the initial wave arrival. Once again, a tsunami warning has been issued for coastal areas of Washington and Oregon at 7:56 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The National Weather Service will continue to monitor the situation and will update this bulletin every hour or sooner as conditions warrant.
Thank you. We were asked if we had recordings, but there are some logistical problems with bringing recordings back in time, especially the petroleum product used to manufacture them. Difficulty here. Well, I couldn't pick it up, but there is one message we do have.
I live in Cascadia. I don't need America.